Bonus episode featuring Matt Walsh, Paul Rust, and John Gamberling. Yo, is this racist? Racist?
Welcome to Yo, is this racist?
Listen to Yo, is this racist? Explain why sitcom writers write bad jokes.
Always like the kind
it's
of
the one that even your grandfather knows.
Yeah, your grandfather loves and may have originated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, I they're definitely racist.
Yeah,
absolutely. But they're also it's because of the broad audience. It's mid America. Yeah. It's not the people in LA in downtown LA. In their lofts that are like, oh, this is just the best. It's the people in Arkansas and Chicago and Detroit
who like need that
coming right at me.
Who only have one black person in their town.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Their lack of experience and knowledge.
Right.
Ooh. Well, yeah, it's just I think here's what
let's
I will
play
say
that part. Let's that play a part because like, listeners have to know that when she said Arkansas, Walsh pointed at me in triumph. She said Chicago next.
What is that show?
This is a show on Earwolf called Yo, Is This Racist? Where you call in and say, "What were they talking about then? Sitcoms?"
Yeah, I think so.
Like Two and a half broke girls, what are they called? Two broke girls, two and a half men with some broke girls. And they're talking about why those shows are popular. And she says it's not the fault of the writers in LA, it's the fault of the people living in Arkansas.
In Chicago.
In
the Midwest.
Because
flyover
we're
country.
Racist and we love dumb jokes and stereotype kind of jokes. Let's keep playing what she's saying.
The broadest comedy and audience
is to go for the easiest stuff. It's well known.
Yeah. So it's like, what is the easiest joke? It's always like the kind
it's
of
the one that even your grandfather knows.
Yeah. Your grandfather loves and may have originated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, I they're definitely racist.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
By the way, my grandfather has never originated
a
joke.
Have
ever.
Lay in their lofts.
Right.
That are like, oh, this is just the best.
It's, yeah.
The people in Arkansas and Chicago and Detroit
who like need that kind of humor.
Who only have one black person in their town.
Right.
Therefore,
Detroit. For real?
Lack of experience. Right.
Are these people
knowledge.
For real? Are they baiting us?
Well, yeah, it's just
I think here's what I will say about that sort of thing is like you're right, it's playing to the audience, but a little bit I think it's like laziness. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
On the writer's parts. Apologies to anyone I know who writes on those two shows.
It's true. No, it's not.
You can
even
offend the Midwest,
it's
but
the
don't offend a writer. Yes. Let's apologize to the wealthy writers and TV first, and then fuck everybody in the Midwest.
Are stupid.
That
that's
America
why.
Needs.
People are stupid.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not that the people at CBS are racist.
Yeah.
It's not that the writers. Those writers are some of the coolest people I know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that
writers
these
are
the
cool.
Jokes
that,
that
work.
Everyone knows. It's the same reason, like. You go to a comedy club in the Midwest, you're
going
to see the same act, basically, every
Iowa.
Weekend.
Arkansas is technically the Midwest. Did you know that?
About his wife.
Yeah.
He's going to make black jokes.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be Asian jokes, white jokes.
Yeah.
It is stereotypes are the easiest type of comedy. They are not hard to write.
Yeah.
Holy
racism.
God.
Racism.
The shorthand that America needs. Do you think that would be a good T-shirt slogan?
Yeah.
Wait, where's the part where she brings up Arkansas and Detroit again?
I'll play it.
About like Two and a Half Men. Like no one expects Two and a Half Men to be diverse or sensitive or anything. So it's like you know that is going to be garbage, and it should be. And that's
but
the
also,
thing that bothers me.
Yeah, but then think of the audience.
Right,
there's a different
right.
audience that's watching Girls.
Right.
That, in that case, it's not necessarily the people that are in Arkansas or Chicago or Detroit that are turning that on.
Right.
Like, oh,
so nobody in Chicago or Arkansas watches Girls? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Detroit.
City who are around that.
Okay,
so for us, that.
All right. So my segment here called Yo, is this racist racist? I declare yes. And I don't even declare it on that woman as much as the host who it's his show and that's his responsibility to go, hey, don't you think this generalization you're making about Arkansans and people from Chicago and Detroit is as racist as any other racist kind of statement? Isn't that the most obvious thing to say?
And to a pot, like, if, who is it? Gallagher tells racist jokes in a comedy club. Do you defend Gallagher because he's only appeasing those people who want those racist jokes? Or do you attack the guy delivering those jokes? Like, if writers are writing racist jokes, they're the ones who should be attacked for that, regardless of who's laughing at them.
Go to the source. I agree.
And talk, let's just talk about your experience in Chicago. Like, and I don't want to make this a whole thing, but okay, let's start with Detroit. Detroit, there's racism there? If there's racism, yes, there's racism everywhere.
Yes.
But Detroit, let's be real. It's mostly black. When you think of the city, it's mostly black.
Absolutely.
So if you went in the middle of the city of Detroit and went, hey, is racism your problem? They go, that problem's like number 20 on the list right now. We got way more problems in Detroit because all the white people are not here anymore. They all ran away. So, and you could say, well, that's what caused it. I don't even want to get into it, but racism in Detroit, come on. Chicago, they're separated. All the black people live on the south side. And you can say, yeah, that's why it is racist. Okay, but I will say this. When I was in Chicago, I heard nigger jokes once. And it was a very clear memory, and that's why it is a memory. When I was in Boston, I lived there for years. The few times I've been to Boston, I feel like I hear nigger walking down the street every time.
Boston's highly racist.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. And that's the Northeast. So it's so ridiculous to go Midwest and like, and in Boston has Harvard. So it's ridiculous to go everyone in Boston's racist too or whatever. It's just so ridiculous to make sweeping generalizations like that and to think LA doesn't have racism against Hispanic people. Is racism only black
also
and white people?
Like it's not people who live in lofts that are laughing. She said something like, so if you live in a loft in downtown LA, you're not racist. Like, I don't even understand that logic.
Like, well, what are they even talking about? Like, what are the racist jokes in the sitcoms?
Stereotypes. Okay. Like, you, like there's that, there's a big Asian stereotype guy in Broke Girls. I don't even know if that's what they're talking about. That's what I assume they're talking about. In Girls, the big thing is there's not enough diversity on that show, so that in itself is racist, I think. I'm paraphrasing their theories, but I don't even care about their theories on that. My theory is on what they said about Arkansas in Chicago and Detroit on a show that supposedly is about being righteous about that kind of thing. You're doing the exact same thing. And here's my bigger point. People say Arkansas, and I've said it before on the show, because it's a fun word to say. And people are jealous their states aren't as fun to say as Arkansas. Come on, Iowa. Not that fun. Too many vowels. Illinois. When you're a kid, you have no idea how to pronounce it. Illinois, you think. Mm-hmm. Arkansas. People fucking love it. Walter Matthau would say it has the K sound. I don't know why it is. People like to say Arkansas. If we're going to make generalizations about a state being racist, I've said this on the show, and it will segue into our next segment, it should be Mississippi. Not Arkansas.
And I also want to say I've heard many times, like in TV meetings, people equate the word Midwest with small-mindedness, and it's absolutely not true. Like, there's rural populations and there's city populations. And you could maybe try to make an attempt that people in the rural parts of America are less exposed to different ethnicities. Therefore, they might be more prone to have stereotypes in their lives. If you want to make that generalization, then say, because let's face it, if you go 15 miles outside of the center of LA, there's people doing meth and they don't like foreigners and they don't like black people.
Oh my God.
And
that's go to like upstate New York.
That's what like, I mean. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's, you're really defining America. If you're going to go after demographics, you're defining like, and you shouldn't even do that because country people can be as evolved as anyone. Like, it's case by case ultimately. But
the point is, Mississippi doesn't have they're all racist. Everyone, every single, it's been mathematically proven that everyone in Mississippi is a racist.
How about Florida? Would that be the next one?
I don't know. Florida's just weird. I don't know. This is why we have Mississippi. That's why it's a segment on the show called Thank You, Mississippi.
Thank you, Mississippi.
This is an article about they're opening the Jefferson Davis Library
Yes, I read
this. In Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yes.
He was never our president of the United States. He was the president of the Confederate States of America. This is
the sponsored War of Northern Aggression.
Oh.
The hero of the lost cause, as it says right here. Southern Heritage Group sponsored this. A few funny things here. The state of Mississippi gave it $4.5 million, this museum. U.S. Senator Trent Lott, when it was opened in 98, came and he's one of his quotes was, "Sometimes I feel closer to Jefferson Davis than any other man in America." The library's gift shop features a machine that turns Lincoln pennies into Davis pennies.
Wow.
And this is my favorite. This is how they defend the museum. They're trying to say it's not about this, you know, slavery. There were black Confederate soldiers, Fort told several times. That's the guy who runs the place. Two for sure. In the whole army, he's like, two for sure. He made it clear from his perspective, the South is still treated unfairly. Let's tell the side of the story that never gets told, he said. Every day in the papers, it's Mississippi last in this or last in that. How many pro-Southern movies has Hollywood made?
Oh, my God.
But you see, Mississippi, you have to be that for us. And people stop making Arkansas that because you like to say our fucking name. Arkansas made the two best Democrat politicians of your fucking life. Obama, number three, bitches. The fucking Clintons are the best Democrat politicians you'll ever see.
Hillary's from Illinois.
And the Iowa caucus set it up so Obama could win the presidency. So they're not that backwards.
There you go, Iowa. And lay off the Midwest for that. Don't use that term.
Yeah. Well, South. How about the South?
South,
you don't think it's
blanket,
anymore?
Yeah. All right, writers, we've got the demographics for last week's episode.
Great. Bring in the demo.
Okay. So the first act tested well with Chinese academics. So hats off to anybody.
That's such a small Chinese American academics.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And maybe China. I don't know if this the kids in China who get Hulu. Anyway, second quarter, we were down with Hispanics and.
Wait a minute. I never thought that. So. Chinese kids on Hulu are a big part of our ratings.
I think they are incorporated with this survey.
I haven't been writing towards that. What do they like to make fun of? Chinese academics.
They like jokes about like factory crises and poor working conditions and stuff. That's what they know.
Bulky cars.
Carbon monoxide.
Big eyes.
Coal plants.
Big eyes.
Yeah, round eye.
That's something I can work with, some big eye jokes.
If you can make a round eye reference, that might be nice for them.
Oh, okay. They like that.
Yeah.
That's a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the thing is they don't like to be made fun of. They like to have people who are different than them made fun of. That increases our okay.
Great. That's
good to know.
But we're working with already what we're doing is right for them, right?
Yeah. So far, the first act seemed to be testing very well with Chinese academics.
What do they like in it? Did it have a surge at some
spiked,
point? Some joke?
They like our surge jokes?
Yeah.
They like the character Surge a lot?
Yeah.
I love him.
Was there a joke about a giant dam that displaced a lot of people in the first act? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you had pitched something about that, right?
Yeah.
Make it in. It seems like that where we spiked. They like jokes about
there was
dams.
That joke about how none of the characters could drive. Did they like that or did they not like that?
I'll have to go
how
through
does
the
that
numbers.
Fall? Yeah.
They oddly enough, they like that one.
Okay.
Oh. So it's a self-deprecating thing. They're into that.
Unless they don't see themselves as bad drivers and they see
I think bad driving
wasps as bad drivers.
I think also bad driving is not a core value for Chinese people. Mm. So they can laugh at things that aren't core values. But if we went after communism.
Such a cultural mindfuck.
Right. Like, for example, no communism jokes. We don't want to do that because then we'll lose the Chinese
audience.
There
goes our third episode.
We can't do commie mommy now.
Commie mommy? Oh, that's very good. No, we can't. We could put that on Univision or something like that.
What else we got? I'm a little sick of this Chinese demographic.
Well, second act, we went down with Hispanics for some reason.
Down?
Single mom Hispanic women did not like the second act.
So. It was that I like melted cheese on everything joke.
Yeah, I said that.
I think that is exactly.
At the time, I said that was going to be an issue.
Yeah. We lost a lot of viewers at that moment. It was probably 12 minutes into the episode.
But you see, I feel that's a balance. I bet with Orange County white people, it spiked high on that joke.
Can you look? Actually, it did, yeah. Orange County white people like
the yin and yang.
And Samoans, oddly enough, like that one.
Yeah. Like that.
American Samoans. So Americans.
Now, I remember with that melted cheese joke, there mm-hmm. was a barbecue placenta joke. How did that go over with Southern?
I said it was going to confuse everyone.
That was halfway through. So between the second and third acts of our episode, we lost 200,000 Southern viewers. So is that about the time that joke hit?
They
didn't like that joke.
And the bestiality jokes?
BCL-y? How did
those? We cut to the set of that sitcom. I'd sure like some barbecued placenta.
Well, here you go, but you're going to have to lick this goat's dick first.
Okay, cut. I'm uncomfortable with the line I just delivered.
Are we cut?
I have to cut. I'm sorry.
I'm going
to
put this down. This camera's heavy.
What's the matter?
My last line. I'd sure like some barbecued placenta.
That was a great delivery. You had us all cracking up back behind the camera,
man.
I was shaking.
I was shaking. It was so funny.
Honestly, it was one of those jokes I just gave 100%, but I didn't really understand the joke. Can you explain it to me? Like, I feel like this is a new stereotype. I'm willing to do all the stereotypes that you guys write for me. I just want to understand them.
Well,
okay?
I'm below the line. I don't know if I can weigh in on this, but I'm just a cameraman. But my assumption about Southern people is that they're willing to cook their stillborn children and barbecue them.
Well, it's that they
is
love.
Is that the joke? Is that what's funny about it?
So I think it's dumb. That Southern people. Heard that. Southern people are so into barbecue that they don't care what it is.
Oh, that too. Okay.
I thought it was an incest joke, like Southern people all have incest so much they'll even eat a barbecued one of their own. That's not it.
Well, placenta's not a baby. Placenta is the amniotic sac.
Please not get into this.
Well, I mean, I think the beauty of the joke is that it covers all those fields all at once. You know, you're getting a sort of multiple observations.
Okay. We got to get these monkeys on set because they keep eating each other out. We got to get them on camera.
I told you to keep the pomegranates away.
All right. Well, I'm just saying they're getting really
rambunctious.
Falls
into their fur and they go crazy.
All right. Well, let's jump ahead to the monkey scene then.
Okay.
We cut inside the monkey cage. Now, what are they trying to get us to do?
I think
the humans.
I think they just want us, and it's so insulting. But I had to tell you, I need the job, obviously. They want us to act like bonobos and eat each other out.
We don't
and
do that. Don't they know
any.
We
that
don't do
joke?
That? We're not bonobos.
I know. We're monkeys. I know. But you've never played a bonobo in another movie or TV show.
Because humans don't know the difference.
I know.
I think it's gross to stick a pomegranate in your vagina. It's where you're peeing out of, and someone eats that. That's gross, and I'm more involved in that.
That's a full day pay plus residuals. Like, we need the work.
My grandfather would play giraffes, okay, tigers, things that weren't even in his species. And I said,
well, that's when Hollywood,
when I become
really
an actor,
racist.
I'm going to play
when Hollywood
my species.
Was crazy. Yeah. They would throw red paint on a white man, he's an Indian.
Back
they'd
in
throw
the
some polka dots on a monkey and he's a giraffe.
Put some black stripes on a white horse, call it a zebra.
Yeah.
It's
the monkey giraffe thing, I gotta say, was the craziest stretch, though.
Well, what's crazy is that they believe it. Audiences would lap it up. They wouldn't
but
even
we're all
tell
suspension
the difference.
Of disbelief.
I
what
guess,
happened?
We're all
so
men. How are we supposed to eat each other out?
What?
We're all men.
Males. We're all males.
Oh, males.
Right. Yeah.
I know. That's the thing. To men, to humans.
I think to the viewers, they don't monkeys. Know the difference between a female and a male monkey.
They don't notice that I'm going to have his dick in my mouth?
We should kill the writers of these shows.
Oh, no. Why? They're my friends.
Well, they write stereotypical
roles.
Cut to
the writers' room. Hey, guys. Where are those animal trainers? Their monkeys are just... They're outside. They're just wandering around out in the halls out
Seems
there.
Seems a little unsafe.
Yeah, it's loud, too. Like, I heard broken glass.
I mean, we're stuck on the second act right now, guys. We don't need distractions like this. How is Goomsy going to get out of the elevator?
Here, let me open the door, and I'll try to find one of the trainers.
What?
Oh, my God!
Face!
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 He's
Close the door!
Ah!
Oh, Stuart!
God. My face!
Shit. Oh, God!
My face! Where is my face? My
I think
face!
It's still up. I saw that they were throwing turds there, too.
Pull it together, man. We need two more jokes and we can get out of here.
Attention, humans. For only $2, you can download Matt Bess's newest comedy album, Woo Pig Suey, Comedy for Atheists, available at mattbesser.com. Matt Besser is recording a stand-up special at the UCB on July the 7th. Get your tickets now. And remember to rate and review on iTunes. Help us become the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. They have a brand new album available at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com and on vinyl. Support real music. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.